Hi there, and welcome to ISIS Radio's Chemical News Central for Monday, on Monday, the 21st of May 2007. I'm Simon Robinson.
And I'm Nigel Davis. We're bringing you a selection of news.
Well, really, three big stories this week.
Three big stories, really. Probably one that will break today, on Monday, from across the chemicals business from the ISIS group.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
So what's you can catch us in all the usual places. I've said that before. We say it every week. It's on Podomatic and on iTunes. And obviously, you can download us regularly if you want to. Sort of click on the RSS feeds and off you go. Otherwise, you can catch us at ISIS.com.
That's right. I'm absolutely excited today, Nigel, about this M&A fest we've got lined up. What's going to happen at 1:30? Come on.
Well, no, we're expecting an announcement today. I think it's been flagged quite widely, but the announcement I'm pretty sure is today from GE Plastics and SABIC, that SABIC has acquired the GE Plastics business.
Wow.
In one fell swoop, SABIC is expected to secure inroads into the US plastics market.
That is something it's been trying to do. Big news in plastics.
And also that it's moving downstream in a big way.
Yeah.
And particularly in polycarbonate. I mean, this is where it wants to be.
Yep.
It's got ambitions to grow its polycarbonates business. It's got big ambitions to grow in what it calls specialty chemicals. You know, higher added value, not completely counter-cyclical, but sort of businesses that you want to get into if you are really just a pure play, if you can be a pure play commodities player, you want to get downstream and you want to get into the US market.
So it's a nice portfolio, well-developed products, good, strong brands in markets where people often specify by brand, lots of sensible trade names. An excellent move for SABIC because it gets them straight downstream, doesn't it?
Yeah, and you know, people have said to me this past week that in these businesses, which I'm no expert in, but in these businesses it can take 2 years to get a product specified.
But the great thing with many of them is if they're specified there, they may be specified for 5 years. If you get a bumper component on a car right at the beginning of a car's life, it'll be there probably for most of the design life of the car, which is pretty fantastic.
And importantly for SABIC, it's technology. You know, they really need the technology. They need the projects, they need the global reach. But in their ambitions to be a global leader, I mean, I believe they're already the largest chemical company by market capitalization, if you look at it that way. And they're in the top five, I suppose, in terms of petrochemical sales. You know, they're really up there.
And also, these are high margin businesses, by and large.
That's right.
It's not like flogging polythene.
Yeah, and it's just the sort of expertise that they need. Might happen today. We're pretty sure it will.
What odds would you give me?
We're just waiting for the numbers. I mean, a number of 11 billion has been floated in the press. I think the analysts were looking at anything up to about 9 or 10.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, SABIC has paid a premium, but presumably given the cash it's generating currently and the money it has access to, and most chemical companies in the Gulf have access to, really. So it looks like the big one. Huge investment for a Saudi company as well.
Absolutely.
Be one of the biggest, if not the biggest outside Saudi Arabia. But we will wait and see.
It'll be interesting if it comes off. I mean, it'll be down to the Saudis' political position as well, I guess, as much as you can never see NBC or anybody else doing it now.
No. But we have to wait and see, you know, how SABIC do it as well.
Yeah.
Well, it was interesting to see that Barzell was also suggested as being one of the, in the final race for the line, as it were, with GE Plastics.
I was going to ask you really how that leaves Mr. Len Blavatnik, because he was trying to put together quite a complicated looking deal by the look of things. He was considering taking over Lyondell Chemicals and merging it with Barzell, and at the same time using Barzell to bid for GE Plastics.
Well, that's been the suggestion, yes. One of his investment vehicles got the okay, won the right to buy an 8.3% stake in Lyondell through his firm AI Chemical Investments.
That's right.
That was after Occidental decided to sell its shareholding in the US producer. Huge producer of ethylene.
Yep.
Polyethylene.
Yep. Fits nicely with Barzell.
Fits very well with Barzell. Gives it Barzell hasn't got crackers in the States. You know, it could develop its business there very, very strongly. And it's this upstream integration that Len Blavatnik has been seeking for Barzell. I mean, there's still some deals to do in Europe, small deals to actually secure upstream integration for the business in Europe, but it could be a biggie, and it has been suggested. I think it was Standard & Poor's saying that Blavatnik may want to buy the remainder of the company and want to merge what they call Lyondell's Equistar petrochemicals business with Barzell.
Yep.
And then, of course, you know, people were then suggesting, well, if Barzell then goes for GE Plastics and is successful, then you've got a company which is fully integrated with loads and loads of technology as well.
Sure.
But I think probably will find out later on today, how far will you go? I mean,
yeah.
Blavatnik and Axis Industries went a long way with Barzell. I mean,
some people were suggesting
they paid just a, you know, a bit of, well, they paid over the odds
to secure
Barzell. Exactly. How far were they prepared to go for GE Plastics?
Mm.
If you think about it, probably Savick would have always gone that bit further.
Yeah.
But again, like I said, you have to wait.
I mean, ultimately, they're sitting on a government and they're sitting on gas reserves and cash reserves and all the way back down to oil.
Yeah. And don't forget also that, you can go back to Barzell again, Barzell is also one of the bidders for the big stake in Petkim as well,
the Turkish
player, which the government is seeking to privatise quite a large chunk of Petkim. And there are a lot of people in that.
Yeah.
Bidding round, but Barzell's one of them.
But also take them nicely into the Turkic speaking peoples that sort of extend east into China, which are tending towards Mr. Blavatnik's home country, I think. And what's this about INEOS?
INEOS, despite reports
to the contrary,
last week that this may not happen, INEOS Capital has said, again today, Monday the 21st of May, has said that it will acquire Norsk Hydro's polymers business. That's 5.5 billion Norwegian kroner, which works out at about $911 million, ending speculation, as I said last week, that the talks had failed.
Is that mostly PVC?
It is largely. The company's been renamed Kerling, K-E-R-L-I-N-G, wholly owned subsidiary of Norsk Hydro, has about 1,200 staff, and according to the notice that went out today, produces suspension and emulsion polyvinyl chloride and chlorine caustic soda in Norway, Sweden and the UK.
Yep.
I mean, the PVC compounding business and that is in the UK.
Sure.
A lot of the raw materials in Norway.
But it's a short sea journey across on a tanker. So.
Exactly. Okay. Further consolidation. A big deal for INEOS as well. I mean, INEOS is getting bigger and bigger. We're seeing a lot of consolidation in this business.
But this game is becoming more and more a game about personalities, isn't it? I mean, you've got Ratcliffe, you've got Blavatnik, you've got Almadi. Yes. You know, these are people.
Take it back a few weeks to Dow and the rest.
It's all.
I mean, at last we're seeing some movers and shakers actually
moving and shaking.
And long may it continue.
Absolutely.